Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hey guys, and welcome to episode number 56, titled, Are You Ready to Go to the Next Level? I wrote this content in mid-January, and then I caught some kind of a bug and didn't have a voice. So between that and my schedule, it's now mid-February as I record this, but I still believe it's very, very relevant. Because as we move into 2025, you're always evaluating, right? What do you want this new year to look like? Some people draft New Year's resolutions, and others might cast vision for their business or their ministry. And those in the prophetic community, myself included, evaluate those new words that are coming in for the year and pray into them so that they can manifest into their life. Prophetically, I sense the Lord is going to take all of those who are always obedient to the next level. So that creates a corresponding need to be ready to move to that level. As we begin this new year of 2025, if you're saying to yourself, I seem stuck. If this new year is going to be any better, I'm going to have to try something different, then this episode is for you. Now, the first step in becoming unstuck is to make sure that you've addressed each of the four interconnected areas in your life that I've talked about before. Number one, ungodly beliefs and mindsets. Number two, generational sin. Three, deliverance. And four, healing from soul and spirit hurts. And because these areas exist in Scripture, they have a certain effect on your life, whether you realize it or not, whether you know about them or not. So I don't have time to talk about them in this episode, but go back to February 2021 in my episodes in this show for more in-depth information. Listen to the podcast set that is titled, I Have Set Before You an Open Door. And also, each one of these are addressed in an individual episode back in the beginning of my podcast. Just scroll down. The problem with being stuck in any kind of negative or destructive pattern, habit, or mindset is that issues have a way of red flagging you. They make you vulnerable to other things. Now, this principle is established in Scripture in Deuteronomy 28. This passage describes at great length the blessings on obedience. You find obedience in verses 1 through 14. And also it describes the curses on disobedience, and that's found in verses 15 to 68. God must have wanted to really drive home a point concerning disobedience, because there are almost four times as many verses on the curses than there are on the blessings of obedience. The criteria for being a recipient of the blessings of obedience are twofold. Number one, we are to diligently obey the voice of the Lord. And number two, to carefully observe all of his commandments. That means you're required to obey both the voice of the Holy Spirit as he speaks to you in whatever way, and then also carefully observe the commandments and principles in Scripture. And you find that in the first verse of Deuteronomy 28 that's laid out. It is kind of difficult to read that whole section on disobedience. You get bogged down because the list of curses, calamities, and maladies found there is extremely detailed and very extensive. It's very depressing, honestly. Unless you think that this chapter only applies to the nation of Israel, remember that we are told in the New Testament that we are the spiritual children of Abraham and we are members of a kingdom nation. So you can back that up from Galatians 3:29 and 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Now, as I said, I sense the Lord is planning to take those who are always obedient to the next level. So what if you already are obedient and you have already addressed each of those four key areas that I've just mentioned and that you can research further? So what if you've done that and then you're still battling unresolved issues, some kind of way that you're stuck. Well, then the second step, the next step to becoming unstuck that comes into play is to recognize that you may have lingering bloodline or generational curses hindering you. So I'm going to give you a personal example. I used to suffer debilitating migraines. I had always had them since in my early 20s at least, and I always had a strong sense after I was spirit filled that the headaches were deeply rooted in generational issues. My mother had them and I had a paternal uncle that had them. And eventually I just had to come to a place of rest in the Lord because I had prayed every prayer. I had broken every curse. I had received every opportunity for prayer and ministry. I'd done everything I knew how to do and they still persisted. Before the Lord, I knew I had done everything. One day, a dear prophetic friend gave me a scripture passage. It was Matthew 3, verses 11 and 12. And she just simply said that the Lord is giving me these for you, and they have to do with headaches. No other explanation. But nothing changed with these headaches for 6 years, even after she gave me those verses. Now, let me read them to you. Matthew 3, verses 11 and 12 in the New King James say this: He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is John the Baptist talking. And fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor. He will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. But like I said, 6 years after this verses were given to me, nothing had changed. Then one night I woke to hear the Lord say, I'm burning the migraines off of you. You won't have them anymore. And sure enough, I've been migraine-free going on 2 decades now, if you can believe that. Now, remember, I had done everything I could think of to do. I'd prayed every prayer. I'd received all the ministry. I'd repented of anything I could think of. And yet they continued until the Lord burned them off like the chaff from the wheat. Friends, I believe we have entered a season where the Lord is doing some spiritual house cleaning, and he will burn off lingering bloodline and generational issues for many of those who have been struggling to get free and whole from them. And your part is to simply invite the Lord to burn off anything unnecessary with his unquenchable fire. So I pray that you can feel the anointing on that. It is very real. I want to talk to you about a dream I had recently. It was right about the time I got the direction to record this podcast episode, write this material. In the opening scene of this dream, my husband and I were about to begin our annual ministry board meeting, which is interesting because I'm just in the early stages of planning that right now. Now, at first, there were a couple additional people present that would not normally be at the meetings. And somehow in the dream, this just morphed exponentially into the board meeting moving to an enormous, it's a state university ballroom that I know of, and it accommodates hundreds, if not 1,000 or something people. And as the next scene evolved, crowds of people were filling this facility, all there for our board meeting. Apparently it was because we were connected to someone, and that was the reason these people were coming. In another scene, I was asked to present a ticket, which I did not realize was necessary, to join those in the ballroom for our own meeting, if you can believe that. But somehow it was resolved once again because of who I knew. We were connected to somebody, so that got me in. Throughout the whole dream, I was frantically trying to upgrade my presentation, thinking that the documents that I had originally planned to use for this board meeting were not detailed and polished enough for the large and distinguished crowd that was now present. There seemed to be all kinds of important people there, everything from politicians to all kinds of Seven Mountain influencers. Now, my takeaway from this dream was that exponential growth is coming for those who are well connected, meaning those who have been obedient and who have done everything scripturally they can do to become whole. And they've allowed the Holy Spirit to do any house cleaning needed required to go higher. So this applies to all facets of the seven mountains, which is why I believe all the seven mountain powerhouses were represented in this dream. So it doesn't matter what you do. You can be in business, you can be in ministry, you can be in education, you're going higher, okay? You see what I'm saying? While it might not be necessary to be logistically prepared to go higher, because you can make those adjustments, just like I was scrambling to upgrade my board packet for the meeting. It is necessary, however, to be prepared spiritually. And that is your ticket to going to the next level. Now, I want to close by saying, remember to have an attitude of gratitude. It is so important. Among the verses detailing the curses in Deuteronomy 28, 15 to 68, I found a very interesting statement, very telling. About these curses, it says, "They shall be upon you and on your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything." Now you find that in Deuteronomy 28, verses 46 and 47, New King James. Wow, that is really an interesting statement. Now, friends, I pray that as you follow these steps to become unstuck, if that's where you feel like you are presently in your life as you head into this new year, I pray that 2025 becomes the year that the Lord's goodness frees you from every hindrance, and that you will come into all of the things that the Lord has planned for you. Nothing missed. No stone unturned. Yes and amen. Amen. Do that, Lord Jesus, for all those who are watching and listening. Well, bless you and thank you for listening to Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our show, and also please rate and review it on iTunes, because your positive review helps us reach more people with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireinternational.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter there, and you can also donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with all of our social media sites. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.